Thank you all. All right, let's move on to item 1019, I believe. Is that right, Carla?
Yes, we'll start with the emergency ordinances.
Yep.
Okay, 1019, authorized contract with Skyward Construction, Inc. for $672,672 for Portland Parks and Recreation, Portland Tentis Center air-supported structure.
Good morning, Ms. Moody.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. Christine Moody, Procurement Services. The Portland Center Tennis Center air-supported structure project will provide modifications for the installation of an air-supported structure. In addition to the structure itself, other modifications include a new foundation, accessible ramp, utilities, lighting, and landscaping. You have before you a procurement report recommending a contract award to Skyward Construction. The engineer's estimate was $400,000. On August 12, 2014, two bids were received, and Skyward Construction is the low bidder at $672,672. The city identified eight divisions of work for potential minority women in emerging small business subcontracting, and subcontracting participation on this project is at 36.1%, and they are responsive to the city's good faith efforts requirements. I will turn this back over to council if you have any questions.
If I might just frame the project, I appreciate the contracting report. It's been so long since we decided to do this that some of the public might not be aware of it. It is a project that Portland Parks and Recreation has been working on for some time. It will cover the existing some of the existing outdoor tennis courts at the Portland Tennis Center with a bubble or an air-supported structure. Never thought of a bubble as an air-supported structure before.
Yeah. Sounds a little
seems like the goodness. Structure is enclosing the air, but there we go. We'll increase the usage of the court significantly, providing not only more recreational opportunities, but also more revenue. So that's built into the forecast. And it is significantly more expensive than we had estimated at the beginning. In fact, we didn't get any bidders the first time we put out for it. It's due to the changed bidding environment with every building contract, but we still believe it will be a cost-effective improvement to Portland Parks and Recreation that will not increase the challenges on taxpayers' money in funding that bureau.
Okay, thank you.
If I could just add one thing, Mayor, why I enthusiastically support this. We have a shortage of tennis courts in our system, and we have lots of people waiting to play tennis. And Portland Parks and Rec uses public-private partnerships and innovative ways to expand services. And as I learned, by putting a bubble over some courts, they will greatly expand the available usage for those courts. Because if you think about it, those courts cannot be used in the winter and when it rains. With a bubble, they will get vastly more use, which means more revenue, which will offset the cost of financing the bubble. So the goal over time is actually to have net positive revenue to the Bureau. And in the short term, the additional revenue will cover the debt service. So I think this is a terrific model, and I applaud Commissioner Fritz for bringing it home.
Good. Good. Thank you very much. Good comments. Any questions for Christine? Anyone signed up to speak on this item?
I did not have a sign-up sheet for this one.
Anyone want to speak on this item? Thank you very much. Roll call.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales.
First rainy week of the season is a good time to vote on this. Aye.